The Extended Eastern Tour in the Summer and Fall of 1863. James was now 42, and Ellen was 35. Henry was almost 16, Edson, 14, and Willie, nearly 9. Adelia Patton was 24. They all took the train at Battle Creek on Wednesday, August 19, bound for Boston, with two stopovers en route in New York State. In Boston, while James White was getting the work of making the charts underway, Henry Nichols and Ransom Lockwood took the three boys in hand and gave them a tour of the city. Adelia Patton mentions in her report that they visited places such as the Public Gardens, Glassworks, Bunker Hill Monument, Prospect Hill, and the State House. At Topsom, where the family would make their headquarters, they were joyfully welcomed by the Howlands. Henry was especially glad to see the Howlands, for he had spent some five of his infancy years with them. Noting Henry's interest in and love for music, Stockbridge Howland slipped out and purchased a brand new organ. The old mansion in which a dozen years before was heard the innocent, merry laugh of the beautiful prattling little Henry now resounded with the music of the instrument from his skillful touch, mingled with his own sweet voice.
So wrote Adelia Patton, who accompanied the family and reported the journey in her introduction to Appeal to Youth, p. 22.
In this report, Adelia found an opportunity to comment on the relationship of the White parents and children. The affectionate parents have often felt grieved that their pilgrim life has obliged them to be absent from their children so much. And while at home it has ever been their aim to educate them for usefulness, and to bring them up in the fear of the Lord. When away, the children have received by letter numerous tokens of the anxiety of their parents for their welfare, urging them to adhere to correct principles, and instructing them how to form characters, not only for this life, but for the life to come. The tender mother has found opportunities, though many of them very poor, while traveling, to write to her children. They were written hastily for her children only, without a thought that they would be made public. This makes them still more worthy of publication, as in them is more clearly seen the real feelings and sentiments of a godly mother. In their absence, the parents have always endeavored to leave with their children persons of the best moral and religious influence, who have enjoyed the love and respect of the children. It may be said that Adelia Patton was one who fitted this description very well, leading James and Ellen White, who had no daughter, to accept and treat her as one. She was one of the first to be drawn into service as a literary assistant to Ellen White, making copies of testimonies that were sent out. While in the old home there in Topsom, where he and Ellen had first set up housekeeping when Henry was a newborn babe, James was taken back the 16 years. He wrote, "Here we had our first impressions of duty to preach and publish the message. In this place we chopped cordwood 16 years since, to support our family, and get means to attend a conference in Connecticut, the first under the message. With this family we have ever found true friends and a hospitable home." The Review and Herald, September 29, 1860.